right, you know, Lloyd's got the day off. I was feeling a little lonely in here. So, Jamie Edmonds joins the show for the rest of the show. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Yay. Hi, Chris. Did you miss me?
I miss you. Of course I miss you. Yes. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Today's a good day. It's good. Friday. It's long weekend coming up.
Yes. So, yeah. Very good. All right. Well, you've joined at a perfect time because we've got a new show that starts this Saturday morning at 7 a.m. It's called Auto Town, and it's with our good friend Jamie Butters, who we hear from quite frequently on the show, and he's an auto journalist, and he joins us this morning to talk about it. Jamie, good morning. It's good to have you.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about the new show. What are we covering in this thing?
Yeah, you know, Autotown, I really wanted to have a place kind of to talk about what's happening and put some context around the news. But I have to sort of, you know, to make it so it's welcoming for everybody, you know, if they're an engineer, a designer, if they're an executive, or if they work in a factory, you know, or if they're, I call them, you wouldn't call them an influencer to their face, but, you know, the people who are the savvy consumers that you might go to for advice and actually want to follow what's happening in the industry. So it's just kind of a weekly Saturday morning, 7 a.m., get together and talk about the auto industry with smart people.
Well, Jamie, cool name and correct spelling, might I add.
Thank you.
You have 25 years covering the automotive industry, and so you've seen it from highs and lows. Where do you see it right now? It's an interesting time with the Chinese vehicles and the threat there.
Yeah, 25 years even just in Detroit. I had done some before I came here. But yeah, it's been, you remember back in the EV boom, and Mary Barra would say how the industry was going through more change in this decade than in the past 100 years. And that seems almost quaint compared to what we're going through now with the trade wars and the actual conflict in Iran, the wild policy swings. You know, we were all in on EVs and now we're all out on EVs. And it's really hard for the industry to adapt. And there's the threat of China looming at all the time. We talked about that on the show with John Bozzella, who's the CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation. That's the big DC lobbying group, really influential leader. He was on, my co-host was Joe White, the Pulitzer Prize winner, really legendary auto journalist here in Detroit. So we talked a lot about China and the upcoming USMCA talks, which I think will really have an impact on folks here in Detroit.
Yeah, and Mary Barr's assessment is so spot on, and I think your assessment's even better. It does feel quaint because what was once an incredible machine on wheels has now turned into an incredible machine on wheels with high-powered computers on board now, too. The technology boom that we've seen even really over the last, 10 years has been unbelievable.
You're so right, Chris. You know, the thing is, like, automated driving, you know, computers doing the driving is becoming a bigger and bigger part of how Americans get around. You know, you've got the Super Cruise and Blue Cruise, and now Stellantis announced their competitive version yesterday. But also, you know, Waymo is testing on the streets of Detroit. You know, and one of the things Waymo hasn't been able to achieve with their robo-taxis, you know, is driving in snow and ice and heavy rain. And if Waymo can figure out how to drive in Detroit, there's nothing's off limits, right? robo-taxis, the idea of a robot-driven car is a pretty scary concept until you've done it, and then it's very quickly a pretty boring thing most of the time. Maybe 1 million people have been in one before this year, but it's expanding rapidly across the Sunshine States. And, you know, I think maybe 5 million will try it this year. It's going to keep growing and growing, and it's going to be a thing that the industry has to grapple with.
Well, this industry is just ever evolving. You know, you said it, like whoever's in office, things can change when it comes to policy and technology. So there's not going to be a shortage of things to talk about on your new show.
Not at all. Somebody was asking me, well, how will you find time to talk about all these things you want to talk about? I'm like, man, I get 50 shots a year. We're also going to have a companion podcast most weeks, you know, that'll be opposite or kind of midweek. And so more chances to talk about all the things because things do move pretty quickly.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Jamie Butters, we cannot wait to hear the show. It airs Saturday at 7 a.m. It's called Autotown.
Tomorrow morning.
Unbelievable. Jamie Butters, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate it and can't wait to hear it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. Jamie, I don't know if you saw this story. This was from about a week ago or so. These Waymos in a Northwest Atlanta neighborhood were like driving in these cul-de-sacs. Yeah. Yeah. And they don't know where to go. It's like a GPS issue. So one of the neighbors were like, this is a huge problem. Like, we're seeing 50 of these things a day. They just come in. There's nobody in them. They're driving around the cul-de-sacs. They get stuck there. And then, you know, it's a domino effect of trying to have them get out of there. One's got to back up, then the next and the next. But then one neighbor tried to put up one of those stop sign for the kids. It's got like a little cutout of a kid holding a flag, you know, like kids in the area playing
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
And the Waymo freaked out. Like, it was, it wouldn't proceed. It created another traffic jam of these driverless Waymos, and it created a huge issue. But it's a funny story of these vehicles trying to figure out where they need to go.
Well, the reason that they were all bunched up like that is because of the flash floods in Atlanta.
Yeah,
and the Waymos got all turned around because of the water.
Correct. So they were trying to divert, but they couldn't figure out where they needed to go. So it was just, it was funny to see all of these things piled up in just this neighborhood, trying to figure out how to get back to where they need to be. Meanwhile, we are going to talk about this coming up in the next hour, but the preview to your latest podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way, and that's going to be very exciting. This thing has really picked up steam. You've got a bunch of episodes out now. I was talking to somebody the other day that said that they were kind of rolling through them and they loved what was going on. So that's been your side project while you've been away from the show for a bit.
Yeah, and I really have a passion for it. It's giving me purpose during this time, making my mess into a message. Mm-hmm. So I have four podcasts out. We'll talk about the latest one coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But I've been getting a lot of messages from strangers on Instagram, and it's absolutely warming my heart and making me want to do more of it.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Mallory McMorrow joins us. She's a state senator currently running for U.S. Senate here in the state of Michigan. She says she's got a plan to protect families from online scams, certainly potentially a worthy cause. And, of course, Mike Duggan has dropped out of the race. And we'll talk about that coming up at 8:05, but certainly consequential, certainly impactful here as we approach the primaries here in the state of Michigan. That's next on JR Morning.